from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Re'eh, Five Ways to Cling to God. The Torah, in many different places, speaks about clinging to God or walking in His ways, and they're really similar ideas. You walk in someone's footsteps, you're close to them. You cling to someone, you're also in their footsteps, very close. Listen to all the different expressions that are used. They're found in Parashat Ekev and Parashat Re'eh, and throughout Devarim. Listen to the expressions. Halachta b'drachav, you should walk in the ways of God. Lalecha b'chol drachav, we should do various things, including keep the mitzvot and walking in all of His ways. After God, you should walk. Acharei Hashem urechem telechu. Uvotid bakum, and you should cling to Him. Parashat Vayechanan, v'atem ha'devekim b'Hashem urechem, those who cling to God are still alive today. Uvotid bak, you should cling to Him. Uledav kabo, and to cling to Him. It's in the infinitive form. Similarly, in Parshat Yitro, in Exodus, it says, should tell them the way to go on, which also, according to the Smak, also has to do with the way to go, the way, walking in the ways of God. Then there's another verse that's not similar to these verses, but it's also interpreted along these lines, Zeh keli ve'anveyu. This is my God, and anivahu. I want to be like Him. Now, there are five ways of looking, at least five ways of looking at what does it mean to cling to God or to walk in His ways. The first, and I would say the most prominent way, it's often known simply as v'alachta b'drachav, you should walk in His ways. Although, as we say, there are many ways in which the Torah expresses it, and Rambam, and the laws of mitzvah in His ways, to halachta b'drachav, in His ways. So you say, what do we know about God's ways? Well, in Parashat Ki Tisa in Exodus, says that Hori na et darkacha, Moshe says to God, he says, Hodi eni na drachacha, show me please your way. And then God says, he says, I'll let you know with the name of God what I am. And he says that Hashem Hashem, that God is merciful and kind. And from that the rabbis derive, it's in the Sifrei, it's in various Midrashim, it's in the Rashi, it's in the Tanchum, it's in the Gemara, in Ksubas, it's in the Gemara, in Sota. They say just like God is Rachum, God is merciful, so we should be Rachum too. It's about our entire persona. In fact, the Rambam in the Laws of Deot is a whole section about character. And he says, we want to be like Him. He says, Mahunikra Rachum, just like God is known as kind, gracious, we should be the same. He is Rachum, He is merciful, so should we. He is holy, we should be holy too. We need to go in all these ways, Habinonim, only the middle ways. We don't want to be vengeful like God is vengeful because we're not good enough at that. Only God knows how to take vengeance. But we should be merciful like God is merciful. Or as the Rambam lists in the list of mitzvot, he says, Lidamot b'drachav, to be similar to His ways, hatovim v'yisharim, the good ways, not the vengeance, halachta b'drachav, you should walk in His ways. So this is about our entire persona should be emulating God, God the Merciful One. Second interpretation. The Gemara in Sota Daf Yudalad, page 14, says that just as God is Malbisha Omim, God clothes the naked, as God gave clothing to Adam and Eve, you should clothe the naked, give charity. Just as God is Mevaker Cholim, He visited Abraham when he was sick, when he had the Bris Milah. We too should visit the sick. Just like God is what? Kover Metim, He buried Moses. We too should bury the dead. And etc. God is Menachem Avelim. God provided comfort to the forefathers when they lost their loved ones. So should we. So this is not about your entire persona. It's about specific actions. that God has modeled for us certain specific actions, such as visiting the sick, comforting the mourners. These are the walking in the ways of God. That's how we walk in the ways of God, is to connect with God in this way. A third way, which you might find kind of surprising, is to be connected to those who are close with God. We don't know who's close, but we know who's a scholar. And to connect with scholars, Talmid Chachamim, people who are pious and wise, scholars of Torah, we connect with them. This various suggestion, Rambam makes various suggestions. You can marry your daughter off to a scholar. You can marry the daughter of a scholar. You can try to eat with and invite the scholars to your parties. You can try to do business with them, help them make a living. You can connect with them. Komenei chibur, any kind of connection you can have. That's how you get close with God, by being connected with God. Another sort of offbeat interpretation is, he says, you can learn Agadah. He says, if you learn, you want to get close with God, learn what today we call Musar, preachings. Learn stories in the Talmud. Learn preachings in the Talmud. Learn Midrash. Learn things that open up the heart, that are Moshech et Halev, that pull the heart. Listen to a good drasha of a rabbi who's inspiring. He tells us good stories. That's how we get close with God, through these methods. But finally, we have to recognize, isn't this all a bit of a cop-out? I mean, if you want to walk in God's ways, you want to cling to God, let's cling. You know? Eastern religions, you know, you close your eyes and imagine yourself clinging to God. Isn't that what it's about? To be close with God means to be close with God. What does it mean to be close with our children? To play baseball? Close with the children means that we love them, right? So Bechor Shor has the audacity to say, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about. Loli pareg memenu klal klal. Don't separate from God at all. I guess when we sin, we're separating from God. We're going away. We're going our own way. He says, don't separate at all. It's all about the ultimate dveikus. Some say that the rabbis were saying, look, ideally, you should cling to God. What does it mean? You know what it means. You should be close with God. Have a relationship. But, you know, most of us can't do it. What we can do is, we can emulate God. Number one, we can try to emulate His best characteristics, merciful and kind. Number two, we can emulate specific things He did. We can visit the sick, we can bury the dead. Number three, we can connect with those who are as connected to God as you can be on a normative plane. Those who study Torah, those who dedicate and devote themselves to Torah. You can be as connected as you can. You can try to listen to ethical preachings and spiritual preaching to try to bring you closer to God. But in the end, says Bechor Shor, those are just vehicles. But in the end, Votid Bach means Votid Bach. Clinging to God means clinging to God. The Hasidim said it straight. Dveikus, clinging to God. Now, of course, as R.S. Soloveitchik has pointed out, subjective dveikus, subjective religious experience, you know, it can go the wrong way. I can close my eyes and instead of imagining God, I can imagine something completely off base. But therefore, it's safer to just try to emulate God, to be close. And in the end, if you take an example of, let's say, our parents, our children, who want to be like our parents, so you can say all day that you love them. You can close your eyes and imagine how much you love them. But really, isn't being like them the greatest tribute? Is an imitation the greatest form of flattery? Walking in their ways, doing what they want you to do, isn't that really a greater closeness? So we have to think about that. What is the greater closeness? Is it a more spiritual, Eastern kind of thing where I feel close to God? Or is it about doing? And sometimes we need maybe to get in through the back door by connecting with others who do love Torah, love God, and try to connect with them. And sometimes we can come to inspiration and closeness with God to a beautiful speech, a beautiful agadah, beautiful haggadah, beautiful midrash, a beautiful story. This is our challenge. Clearly, one of the prime directives in life is to get close with God. The Rambam put it in the laws of Deus, the beginning of his book. The Rambam lists the mitzvot. He puts the knowledge of one God, love of God, fear of God, praying to God. He puts clinging to God in there. He actually just lists clinging to God. Whereas in the laws of Deot, in the introduction, he says, oh, you know what the mitzvah is? Listen to this. He says, Lidavek biyodav, to cling to those who do know him, who do cling to him, cling to them. But in the laws of mitzvot, he says, just to cling to him plain. So even within the Rambam himself, there's this tension. Is it to cling to those who are close with God? Cling to their coattails? Or is it actually to try to cling to God himself? In any event, we have to make that quest. We have to get on that path to think about what's the best method? Is it through clinging to those who are holy? Those who are connected to the Torah? Is it through lectures? Is it through midrash? Is it through the Torah itself? Trying to know his ways, know what God wants. They say, what are we doing in yeshiva? We're trying to know God's will, what he wants. If we do that, hopefully we'll fulfill the mitzvah, which according to the Rambam is the sixth or seventh or eighth top mitzvah in the Torah. To know his ways, to walk in his footsteps, and ultimately to cling to God. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lemeth congregation for a discussion, different ways of walking in God's ways. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and join us again next week. Good Shabbos.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.